This hour, every week here at SLB, we try to present great musicians, sometimes ones that are traveling through, like last week with our guest from Austin. Frequently, though, folks who are right in our neck of the woods who make great music and are, in some cases, just the unknown or not as well-known jewels as they should be. And we have one such jewel here. He's actually been here before with Emily Pinkerton a few times, but Dan Marcus, in his own right, is a great guitarist. He teaches at Winchester Thurston. He's a jazz musician and composer and a great guy as well. He's going to be playing some songs. I just noticed the mandolin, I think. I can only see its neck. But I just noticed he has another instrument in here too. We'll get to know him throughout the whole hour, but right now we'll get to hear him first. Here's Dan Marcus.
Sitting on the bridge, waiting for trouble. Fellas down below, got the night shift going. Skin so smooth, memory of her touch. I had other women, but it didn't mean much. Adeline, I was a fool to let you go. Adeline, where you been? 10 years gone, it's been long. Adeline, my net, lights are shining bright. I need a catch or we'll starve tonight. From dusk to dawn, I've been wandering. 10 years on the banks for you, Adeline. Was a fool to let you go. Adeline, where you been? 10 years gone, spent alone. Adeline,
Dan Marcus at the Saturday Light Brigade, the name of that?
Adeline.
I thought. I didn't want to assume anything. When did you write that?
That song, well, actually all my songs are co-written with my wife. She writes the lyrics and I write the music and sing them. So She wrote that song actually after a vacation we were taking. We were on our we took a vacation, and that's when I proposed to her. And she wrote that song kind of inspired by that trip. And we were in the Caribbean. And
is that her name?
What's that? No, her name is Claire.
Okay.
Idling someone we met down there. Okay. We just kind of liked that name. So anyways, the image of one of the nice images in that song where it came from, we were out to dinner and we were right by this inlet from the ocean, and it was at night and people were fishing under a bridge. They were shining a big light to attract the fish. So anyways.
That's nice. So she, lyrics are hers.
Yes.
And music yours. And
yes.
That's a pretty cool collaboration.
Oh, yeah.
To be able to do that.
Yeah, it's great.
And have you been pretty prolific together?
Yeah. I mean, well, we wrote that album together. Then, you know, that's a pretty new release for me. But then we also have new songs, and I'm going to play one of them today, actually. Oh.
That's great.
Yeah.
Dan, tell me more. I know you're teaching music, which actually I didn't know until I think either Jeff or Liz mentioned to me that you teach at Winchester Thurston.
Yeah.
If I knew that, I forgot. But are you from Pittsburgh originally?
I'm from Pittsburgh originally, and then I left when I was 18. And for 10 years, I left and I went to school and went to graduate school. And then I lived in Brooklyn, New York for 10 years.
And where did you grow up in Pittsburgh?
In Squirrel Hill.
Squirrel Hill.
Yeah.
And then when you first left in New York or somewhere else?
When I first left, I went to Michigan for college. And then I went to California Institute of the Arts for grad school. And then I moved to New York.
And what brought you back?
Well, after being in New York for 10 years, I got married and just wanted a kind of different lifestyle. And I always, I love Pittsburgh. So I was teaching in New York as well. And we just wanted, New York's can be a real stressful place to live. Although I loved it, certain things about it, but this is kind of a nicer place to settle down.
Yeah. And different strokes for different times of your life, as well as for different folks. But a lot of folks, it is expensive and it can be stressful, and you're not alone in coming back after some time out in a larger city or time away.
Right, and actually this record, My Street, is really reflective of my wife and I meeting in New York and then leaving. And that song, My Street, that I'll play later, is the title track from the record, is, pretty much about exactly that, leaving New York and getting out of there.
Where is she from originally?
She's from Baltimore.
Okay. Oh, a town not too different than Pittsburgh.
Yeah. She's a great painter in her own right. Claire Marcus, website is clairewmarcus.com. I hope I'm getting that right.
Good husband. We'll check on that.
But yeah, check that out.
Actually, I think I've seen her work now that you mentioned that. Dan Marcus is here. It's 23 after 11. And what would you like to play next?
That's a good question. What should I play next?
The guitar. Dan is going to play the guitar.
Well, the guitar or my other instrument. I think I'm going to play, maybe I'll play, why don't I do a cover? I have this cover that I like to do.
Okay.
That's a Norman Blake song.
Very nice.
It's called Church Street Blues.
Oh, it's a great song. Good pick.
Watching Good Time Charlie Friend just a driving me insane. Well, up on shady Charlotte Street where the green lights look red, I wish I was back home on the farm in my feather bed. And I got myself a rocking chair to see if I could lose these thin dime, hard time, hell on Church Street blues. Thank you. found myself a picker friend at a register day's news. I folded up page 21 and stuck it in my shoe. I gave me a nickel to the poor, my good turn for the day. I folded up my old billfold and I threw it far away. And I got myself a rocking chair to see if I could lose these thin dime, hard time, hell on Church Street blues. Guitar strings, old black diamond brand. I string up this old Martin box and go and join some band. But I guess I'm gonna stay right here and pick and sing a while. Try to make me a little change, give you folks a smile. And I got myself a rocking chair to see if I could lose these thin dime, hard time, hell on Church Street blues. Chair to see if I could lose these thin dime, hard time, hell on Church Street blues.
That's Dan Marcus. That's a great song, and it reminds me of just how great a finger picker you are. Listening to you play is just great. Listening with Emily Pinkerton, you know, as she sings and as you play behind her, it's just amazing to watch you play. And it's a lot of fun to hear you now with those songs. You strike me as being pretty equal opportunity when it comes to music. You like a lot of different types, like playing a lot of different types of music for the most part.
Oh, yeah. I mean... I've studied jazz, but I don't really play jazz so much anymore, but it was nice to kind of learn my instrument on that and know jazz harmony. That's not really my thing, but I'd say mostly, my record, My Street's rock and folk. I think it's, you know, growing up, a lot of my favorite bands on the same record, those things weren't really exclusive, acoustic mm-hmm. and electric music, like, you know, like Led Zeppelin 3 or, you know, Comes a Time by Neil Young. They had a rock tune on the record and then a folk song right next to it, and there was nothing weird about it. And mm-hmm. it seems like these days everybody's like really wants to kind of put you in one thing. And I like it all, really. But, I love bluegrass and I love folk music. I love Americana. I love rock and roll. I love the blues. I love country music. And really all American music, I'm into it.
I think and to some extent people are craving diversity in music more than they might realize. But it is amazing. Maybe 25 years ago you'd think of music as being in maybe 6 genres or 8 genres in a music store or in a music library, and today definitively and repeatably across platforms, there are probably at least 50 genres, right? Where there are even subgenres within bluegrass and within all sorts of forms of music, and never the twain shall cross in certain circles. It's amazing.
It's kind of just a waste of time to me. I mean, you can just call it rock and roll as far as I'm concerned.
You must have a lot of impact on your students as you're teaching. Are you finding that many of them are focused more on single genres?
No. I mean, kids are more open-minded than adults in most cases.
That's good.
Yeah, that's one of the things I love about teaching them. Speaking of them, if they're listening, I'm giving them a shout out to my WT students.
Hello, Winchester Thurston. We were there this week. I didn't get a chance to be there personally, but we finished a project with the fifth grade, and we're there on Wednesday, and I understand it was just terrific.
Yeah, they're great kids over there. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I'd like to think I have an effect on them, just instilling a love of music in them and art. And, you know, I also teach drama there, so just getting them into the arts is pretty satisfying for me.
That's great. What grade levels do you teach?
I teach mostly middle school and some high school, too.
Oh, that's great. Dan Marcus is who we're talking to. He has picked up a large mandolin. I don't know if it's a mandocello.
It's an octave mandolin.
An octave mandolin.
Yeah.
And tell me, first of all, it looks older, is it?
It's new, actually.
Oh, it's got such a nice starburst, kind of like it looks like it's been around. Yeah, sorry, mandolin.
Yeah. No, it's brand new to me, and I've been learning to play it this summer.
Oh, you had that outside.
Yes, that's right.
I opened up
actually,
the case. You had broken a string that day.
Right.
I think,
well, that
right?
was the day that I had gotten it, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was so ecstatic to try to play it on the Solar series with Emily Pinkerton that I took it out and wanted to string it up, but a string broke, so I didn't get to play it.
I didn't realize that was the very first
thing.
What a disappointment. You opened
well,
it up.
I took it right home and started playing it, so yeah. It was...
I can't wait to hear what it sounds like. What are you going to play?
I'm going to play a song on my record called Cadillac Graveyard. It's actually pretty exciting. I've been shooting a music video for it, and Monday we're doing our final shoot, so I'm going to have that kind of to represent my music as well, so... that's pretty cool. I'll make sure to send you a link when it's done.
Please. And once again, by the way, Dan's website, which I was looking through on his last song, it's simply dmarcusmusic.com. We've linked to it, too. So you'll be able to see the video there once it's posted. Here he is, Cadillac Graveyard, Dan Marcus.
At the field out that way, fenders raised up to the sky, pink and chrome against the grass, siren songs to the ones driving by. The Colorado tried to claim me, took me in as its own son, but a stranger's hand held tight to mine, and the river it rolled on. I saw a vision of my future out in the Cadillac graveyard. The rain was pouring sideways, blowing east to where you are, out in the Cadillac graveyard. Into the dust we made our way, each town just like the last. Day we rode on through the night when daylight passed. Vultures waited for the dinner bell. Sarah's diner cried out for hope, bright and dreamy in the back seat, humming to the hillside soft and low. Vision of my future out in the Cadillac graveyard. The rain was pouring sideways, blowing east to where you are. I saw a vision of my future out in the Cadillac graveyard. Sideways, Cadillac graveyard, out in the Cadillac graveyard.
That's Dan Marcus at the Saturday Light Brigade. How did you come by your ability to pick and play? Did you take lessons growing up?
Or? Oh yeah, I started taking guitar lessons in high school. I went to Alderdice and I studied with Julie Harris, who's still teaching guitar to young kids today. She's great. So I got started with her, and then I studied in college at Michigan, and then I went to grad school for it.
Alderdice has produced a lot of musicians. It's Sam, who's doing your sound today, is an Alderdice grad, but I think of Ernie Hawkins and so many others that came from that area. And you're really, it's just a pleasure to listen to you. And the jangle of that octave mandolin is really great. I hope you like the sound of it too.
Oh man, I love it.
Is that the first instrument of that type that you've had?
Yeah. I've played mandolin, but never octave mandolin, and it's such a cool instrument. I mean, mandolin's very hard for me because I'm, originally a guitar player, and it's just so teeny. And the octave mandolin has the same tuning as a mandolin, and the same kind of tonality, in the sense that the melodies are, the same. They're different than guitar. It's tuned differently.
Sure.
So, but it's more, more like guitar because it's bigger and it's great for accompanying a voice or something like that.
Have you been out playing much on your own?
Yeah, I just had a show at the Thunderbird on Monday. I had a show at Club Cafe a few months back now, and I plan to be playing a lot more. It was just my first year back in Pittsburgh, and I was getting used to my job and living here. So now I'm kind of ready to step out there more and start playing.
But I didn't realize you were so recently returned. So
yeah.
It's only been a couple of years.
It's been 1 year.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
For some reason, I was thinking, so when you and I first met, you had been here for not a very long time at all. I didn't know that.
Yeah, so.
So hopefully folks will see more of you and hear more of you. I want to be sure we get, we should have time for another three songs or so.
Great.
And what's next?
This song is on My Street, the record. It's called Paper Airplanes.
Dan Marcus again. High capo on this. I'll be curious to hear what it sounds like.
Paper airplanes on the beach and up around the bend. They glide along the hillside through the cypress limbs. Float in silence on the breeze, draw spirals. Crisp and wide, they drift that way for miles. Floating together through the night in the darkness that surrounds them. Floating together through the night in the darkness that surrounds them. They'll be each other's lives. They're just children, think they're stronger than they are. Feeling free and fearless, can't see they've gone too far. Lost at sea, moving pairs, not alone. Searching together for a current to take them home. Together through in the darkness that surrounds them, floating together through the night, in the darkness that surrounds them, they'll be each other's light. Paper airplanes on the beach and up around the bend.
That's a pretty song. And that's, again, a collaboration between you and Claire.
Yeah.
It's really just a pretty, pretty song.
Thanks.
That just comes out so naturally and... You sound good singing it too. The octave mandolin is returned.
It's back.
I like the pickguard, I guess it is. Raised, I guess it, because the neck is up so high. I can't see it real well, but it.
Well, I mean,
it's got more dimension to it than.
Than an acoustic guitar. Yeah. Well, this is common with archtop guitars.
Ah, okay.
And so this is like an archtop guitar body, but smaller.
Oh, yeah, it is. Okay, now that you're holding it sideways, I didn't notice that.
Yeah.
But
so it's not a flat top like an acoustic guitar, but it has arched top and back.
What's the brand of the instrument?
This guy named Fletcher Brock makes it, and he's awesome.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, actually, I found out about it... Sarah Jarosz, I don't know if you know her music.
I do.
Yeah, she actually plays the same thing. So I was hanging out with her at Grey Fox Bluegrass Festival, and she let me play her mandolin, octave mandolin, and that's when I discovered this guy.
I was curious how you found your way to it, because it's not exactly, I think I'm going to get an octave mandolin,
right.
Although you could see one at Acoustic Music Works, I'm sure, or some other store.
No, but they don't have one there.
No.
I'm
sure Steve could find one. But
he could. He carries the Collings mandolins. They haven't made an octave yet. So.
I'll be darned.
Yeah.
Well, you've got it out to play something. What's it going to be?
Yeah, this is actually, I'm debuting a new song. So.
Oh, terrific.
It's called, I don't know what it's called yet, but here it goes. Out there in the ether, girl, I saw you dreaming in the shadow of a shining volcano. Memory is so vague from years of cathode rays. Gray sky on the hillside, I got these weary blues. My heart beat fast, been a long time. Your sunrise adventure, pretty as a picture. You just stand around waiting for your star man. Through the floorboards, your shoes are nice and polished, but you got nowhere to go. Your mind is shouting loud now, picking through the crowd. Postcard weary eyes painted on your plastic smile. My heart beat fast, been a long time. Your sunrise adventure.
A nice song. You need to name it.
Yeah. Well, so I've been asking my students what they think, and
yeah,
I've gotten a couple suggestions. One of them is Sunrise Adventure. Another one is Starman.
Huh.
Another one is, yeah, those were the two, I think, most common ones that they came up with, because we'll be writing songs in our class. So I use that as an example to, you know, come up with a title, I guess. You got to come up with a title of a song.
Yeah.
So I let them take a vote on it. So
how do students react when you play? I know there's no one answer to that.
They love it.
Yeah, I'll bet.
They love it.
It's got to free up their inhibitions. Now, did you teach in New York as well?
Kids? Yeah, in the public schools for 10 years.
Have you noticed, it seems to me, and I may be wrong about this, that one positive effect of American Idol, America's Got Talent, all the other things of that type.
Glee
is another one, have really resulted in more kids feeling comfortable performing and getting out and kind of putting it out there. Talking with Marcus Meston, who was sitting where you are, you know, in our last hour, you know, here's a 16-year-old from Upper St. Clair who, you know, is creating music. And when I was 16, there weren't a whole lot of kids doing it. And if they were doing it, they weren't doing it publicly, or at least as publicly as he is, and as a lot of the other kids we see are. Do you think that's one of the reasons why, or
those shows?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's the whole culture, really.
Yeah.
I mean, first of all, like, those kids who grew up to have kids, seems like they're getting them started younger and younger. Like in the bluegrass world, there's like, you know, 10-year-olds that can absolutely shred me on the guitar. And it's just because their parents are like, have the guitar in their hand from the time they can walk and are giving them the best lessons, and the techniques have been refined, and then they can put their video on YouTube and have everybody see them. It's like, it's the whole thing. I mean, it's, I think it's great. And I always encourage kids to get out and start performing as much as possible, because it's a great experience for them.
There is a little bit more, and I keep my fingers crossed in this regard, of a renaissance kind of lifestyle for a lot of kids and adults too, who will paint or play music or sing or do any of a number of things in addition to something a little different than that. And maybe that's an effect we're seeing too, where kids are realizing that everybody's got music in them of one kind or another, and they're willing to stretch out and experiment a little bit.
Absolutely. I mean, it's just important that, you know, with all the technology and kids are on the computer, that they keep, you know, they use that to further themselves in some kind of meaningful way, like whether it be, you know, art or music or whatever. One of the things that I'm trying to work on with my kids is, you know, developing a skill and then incorporating that with the technology, as opposed to just being on there to play games or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, all these kids that you are inspiring and working with can come and perform live sometime, you know, between we should work on that.
I'm
getting
love
some
to.
Of
I
them
mean,
in here.
In my seventh grade music class, we're writing songs, and they came out great last year. So maybe when we finish them this year, we'll come and play them.
Yeah, I would love to make that happen. The voice of Dan Marcus is who you're hearing. It's 10 minutes before noon. We have time for one or two more. I've kind of lost count. I know we sort of have. I don't have your set listed for
me. I think it's one more. I mean,
okay, that sounds
yeah.
just fine. I just I feel I know you so well. I'm not like checking them off or anything.
Good.
It's really been fun to listen to you. And is there anything else you wanted to pass along that maybe I didn't ask? Or?
Well, you can find me on Facebook.
Oh, good point.
And you know, you can go to my website dmarcusmusic.com and link to it from there. My CD My Street is for sale from my website. Both I can send you a copy or you can download it. Look for the premiere of the music video for Cadillac Graveyard coming soon.
I just liked you right over here.
Cool,
I just
thanks.
Clicked on like. I think I may have already done it, but I did it again.
Thanks.
Just to be sure.
Appreciate it.
Once again.
Well, I like you too.
Yeah. Here's, what's the name of the song you're going to close with?
This is the title track of my record, My Street. Just have to get my guitar in tune here.
Your guitar and my throat here, huh?
All right, that's going to do. All right, here we go. Chasing fires in the yelling in the street from all hours of the night. Not sure if it's a party or if it's just a fight. One day our sidewalk's gonna crack open straight up to the creek from the weight of all these people. Say goodbye to our neighbors till it's just you and me. One day our sidewalk's gonna crack open straight up to the creek from the weight of all these people who always hang out on my street.
Dan Marcus, thank you for being with us today.
Thanks.